April 29th. talking about some stuff today. Watching Eastbound and Down. Kenny Powers. Kenny motherfucking Powers. Guy speaking kind of a hushed tone. It's about 3 in the morning. Kids are asleep. Cats are roaming around. Dog's getting some rest. Dog's getting old. I don't think that dog's going to make it more than a couple months. Or a couple of weeks. But I want to talk about the weird shit in the world that we all see, that we don't know, that we don't know what's there. And I said this before, and probably on a couple of these podcasts that no one's ever going to listen to. But I have one simple explanation for things that we don't understand. Dog whistle. We can't pick up that frequency. What other frequencies are we missing? What other type of creature that we've never seen is on a different frequency than us? Molly, goddammit. Goddamn cat jumping on me. She's a hybrid. A rabbit and a bird. And flying and jumping and flipping in the air. She's a cryptozid. Bigfoot. That footage. Dead on. That's dead on footage. That has been proven. They didn't have the technology to build that suit in those days. The Gimlin Patterson film. It's goddamn true. And I don't know what it was. I don't know. Called Bigfoot. He's got real big feet. Really motherfucking big feet. I don't know about all these other people taking casts of feet and showing them. I don't know about that one. But I do believe in Bigfoot. Because there's a film. And I know that there's more shit in this room flying around on some little different frequency. I'll just call it a frequency. Because dog whistle. Dog whistle. We can't get it. Now, there's different frequencies, different wavelengths. Has anybody heard of DMT, the God particle? We really should. I don't understand it completely. But it's fascinating. The atom trying to be split. The atom being split, I think that would be cool fusion. If we could just fuck something up. I don't know if we're starting out in a different place or whatever, but I was going over, you know, this whole cryptozoology thing where I think that there is like this weird fucking really long bird like a pterodactyl. I've seen some things, I kind of did a little research. I looked into it. There was a really, really convincing photo from World War II. And I don't know. I really can't say if it was real. I'll be in the middle because I don't know shit. I don't know. I don't have any facts about that. I don't have any facts. I don't have any scientific fact there. I really don't. But, I'm not a big meathead, knothead. Gonna believe in every goddamn thing, you know. Loch Ness Monster. I'm pretty sure the Loch Ness Monster's dead. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure there was something in that lock. A couple things, you know. If they can live in that cold water, they can live. They can live a long, long time. A whole fucking long time. There's a series of caves underneath there. there may be still I don't know, I'm not calling it a monster, but a creature that just hasn't been, a species that just hasn't been, it hasn't been seen. There are new animals that we're finding every day, every single fucking day, and that is so interesting. But for me, learn alone. Saw it on, actually I just heard it someone, heard it from someone, well, maybe I said it and I heard it, or wrote it down and I read it. But it really is dog whistle. We can't hear it. They can. So how many other whistles are there for how many other things that we can't see and that we can't hear? You know, fuck, I don't know. I think, well, cats are only supposed to see in black and white, and their vision is enhanced at night. But I don't really think that is. I always thought that cats, because they'll look at shit in the air where there's nothing, and they'll see something. And they will see something. And those cats, they're cats, you know, they're limited into, and they have a limited brain. They're smaller. They're not, well, they have less brain waves whipping around in there than a dog. But, and then dogs, they'll fucking see things outside, and they will run like hell in front of a car. You know, I think every single animal that gets hit by a car is at least aware that stepping in front of a car is going to fuck them up. Even a Bigfoot. Never heard a Bigfoot getting fucking run over. Except Harry and the Hendersons. Goddamn awful movie. Yeah, there's just, I don't believe this skunk ape and the fucking stink box. This boggy, stinky monster in Louisiana and Florida and all that shit. There's no way a hairy creature could live in that crap hole. But you get up into Northern California, the Sierra Nevadas, the Canadian Rockies, all that forest land, and there could be anything there. The least of anything would be a Sasquatch, and families, and entire villages of Sasquatch. But I think that they, you know, the skeptics say, well, that was just, you know, there's no way there could be more than one because there's not enough food for them to survive out there. And that's taking into account that they're living by our rules, you know, our rules, human beings. We're all down on the rules and we all follow them, herbivore, carnivore, blah, blah, blah. And that's not how it is. Some creatures, look at a bear. A bear will fucking eat and eat and eat. But it knows when it's going to get cold and it's got a bed down for that winter. So that food is in there and there's enough energy and calories where that, it slows down. Its heart slows down. Everything slows down. And the bird and the bear makes it through the winter. So why the fuck couldn't a Sasquatch do that? Why? I don't know. You know, there's these questions that, you know, these pragmatists that, oh, there couldn't be that. That's too crazy. No, it's not too crazy. We're too crazy. Jesus, I'm crazy. Holy shit. I don't know what the hell I'm doing about 95% of the time. But, yeah, well, today, I got down to, I got some weed, got an eighth a while ago, 420 actually, and it's, my sister would absolutely fucking murder me if she heard this, but I used to go for a drive in my car to smoke, and that's just genius, so I went some back roads down my old house. And I grab a puff here and a puff there. Then I realized where my house was before it all blew up and burnt down to the ground. That there's a shed. There's a shed in the yard. I saw it down there, you know, and it's windy as fuck. Just windy as fuck all. Fuck all. Suck motherfucking dick cocksucker. Windy. Very windy. Blustery. It's cool. Cool too, about a 53, but the wind was coming from the north. And I'm trying to get my lighter to work, so I have to get way down basically towards the floor on the ground. And my old neighbor, he was on he got around. He saw I was there, so he came over to talk to me. And he caught me fucking squeezing off a good pull of the bumble. It was just half, you know, up there to the way fill it. But he'd been lit up from drinking all day. So that was fun. We talked about the house and all that shit. And that was pretty well paid. But yeah, that's ever increasing difficulty in finding a place to smoke weed. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Just help with pain for my hip. My anxiety's going down. I'm not overanalyzing everything. You know, though, I will overanalyze this, because I have got to start getting better than this. I'm just awful. No one is ever going to want to hear me. I've got the plan to kind of juice it up, get some people going. I can even bring people from all over the country. We all got the iPhone, and we can add it up, and we can put someone. And I need to learn how to be a little. I don't even want music, you know. Hey, this isn't DJ in the morning. You know, this isn't drive time. This is just ordinary man with extraordinary hair. God, I wish I had still had a mullet. I wish I still had enough hair to have a mullet, or just some really big, bad, thick, goofy hair. I would go into a mullet if I could. I say I'm too much, you're gonna have to excuse me on that. But you know, these creatures, there's these weird things sometimes. There was footage from, it looked like it was probably a 40 foot long, some sort of eel. But I don't think it was. This is, you know, just another 50-50 shot that I thought it looked like a really fucking big trail of minnows. That's not really how they travel. You know, it looked kind of like a big fucking shark, but with more fins on top. And it went right up to the dock in a lake in Canada. And it was got, and then all of a sudden, bam, they all got out of there and in the same form. I don't know what I think about that one. The Ogopogo in Lake Champlain. I don't know about that. It seems like they maybe wanted to step up the little town and get some visitors who can spend some fucking money. I don't know. The pictures on that don't really show. I saw a picture the other day. I was watching Discovery Channel, something about sharks, and there was a bait something for sharks. And there was a camera, live camera, going on, well, live and recorded, and there was a shark that went by that was a minimum of 50 feet. It made a 10-foot shark look like a minnow. Absolutely terrifying. Then there's footage of something in that lock, and it looks like a flipper. It looks like a flipper. It's not conclusive, but it looks like a flipper. It does. There is something out there. And I think if there's one in these lakes, I'm a little skeptical. But you know, I'll take about a 60-40 on that. It's got a greater chance of having them than not. I mean, if you get 400, line of people seeing something here that, well, there has to be some explanation. Some explanation. There can't be 400 of completely different explanations. There has to be a scientific fact, but that, I don't think there ever will be a scientific fact until one of them, you know, rolls up on shore at some point. Loch Ness is incredibly deep. Cold water. Oh, man. Good old Scandinavian water. That's weird. I'm talking about foreign countries. I have had this dream for the last 2 weeks that I'm going to be in the Philippines, and I'll be standing on a dock, and I'll see all these ships moving around, coming in, docking military things, and I'll be standing out there and seeing all these things and airplanes. I know what's going to happen. That's weird, but I feel that it's going to happen at some point before I die. And I don't really want, there's nothing inside of me that says, hey, go to the Philippines or Japan and stand clearly close on a dock. But I really do think that that'll happen. You know, when you have a weird feeling, take note of it. According to Carl Jung, there's synchronicity. There's a deja vu. If there's three things that kind of happen at once that are out of your norm, make sure you what's happening around you, because it could be good, could be bad. You felt that feeling before. I went to a movie not too long ago, and we sat down. And before we sat down, I just said to my companion that went to the movie with me, I said, I've been here before. And he goes, yeah, well, this is where you usually sit. My buddy, Kirk, not my companion, love chicks, that's all it is. And chicks, I usually call that chicks, as in women, I love women. But yeah, that deja vu feeling, oh man, I love that, and it scares me, because I don't exactly know what I was doing. You know, there's a million, I don't know what the hell is going on, I'm just guessing, I'm grabbing at straws, you know. I have really, you know, done some research and look at different people. And maybe I'm just, you know, picking up on the nuts. But I do think that there is many. I think there's millions of things just going on in my living room right now that I can't see, that I can't hear, that I don't know of, that I've never seen. But still here. Remember hearing about those things called kites? Where they were red. No, they weren't. They were just white, and they looked kind of like a fish, or a stick man. And they would, if you slowed down your camera enough, you could see them. And I don't know what the hell is going on about those, because I haven't heard about them in many years. But that freaked the hell out of me. That just got me spooked. And it was on all kinds of spooky shows on the Discovery Channel. And, it's just terrible, you know, just incredible. Does anybody remember That's Incredible, that TV show with John Big Teeth and Kathy Lee Crosby and, you know, Fran Tarkenton? That was a great show. I always loved the episodes with spontaneous human combustion. And that's so weird, because you'll have a couch with a big fucking hole where someone burned, and then there's like a leg, or maybe two legs, that didn't get completely burnt off. Now that, that's the way to go. Leave a couple feet, and say, fuck it. People are going to think about this for a long time. And I was involved in a fire, so it would have been spontaneous combustion for me if I were falling asleep, but made it out of that one. this Northwestern, North Dakota. It's going to take some spectacular to take me down. I'm just a bad motherfucker. You might hear me and think of that, oh, listen to this pussy, he's always got no energy. Nah, I got plenty of energy, but if I wake up, my sister, she'll hit me in the head with a bucket. A bucket full of bricks. A iron bucket, not just a plastic bucket, but an iron bucket full of rocks and bricks. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to wake her up. So I'm going to have to call. I'm going to have to talk lower and lower. Like, hey folks, how about some cool jazz? 1, 2, 3. The Stylings. The Stylings of Miles Davis. I kind of like Miles Davis, but I hate that damn jazz fusion. It just doesn't appeal to me. I don't think it appeals to people because they're so far away. And if they, I'm sure they can hear and speak. And that means that they know that music is a part of their life. And, you know, it will be nothing short of they do exist, but will there be proof in my lifetime? I don't know. I'm 46. And unless it happens in this, next 5 to 10 years, I'm probably not going to know, because I got a congenital heart problem. I got such congenital. Goddamn fucking brother-in-law's mother is talking to herself in her room, fucking drunk. Dumbass comes out tonight. She's got her morning bagel, she's looking for the paper. And my sister said, oh, well, Dorothy, I've got late tonight. And she goes, late? No, I'm up early. So she couldn't tell the difference between 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. As a time like her. Annoying. But keep an open mind. Keep an open mind. There's a lot of weird shit going on. A whole lot of weird shit. And I find the easiest time are just to stay inside, shut the doors, turn on the air conditioning, keep it about 67 degrees, and stay on the fucking floor. You know, my hip permits me from having any comfort, but I can lay on the floor and find something that'll work for 20 minutes. And this is, well, alright. Dog whistles, Sasquatch, Loch Ness Monster, the whole Chupacabra thing was made up by parents to scare their kids. Slender Man was made up by adults on YouTube. And I think it was called Marble Hornet. Or Hornet's Marble. Marble Hornet's Marble's Hornet. I don't know, but it was really interesting. It's like these vignettes, and God, they're just like minute 49, and it ends up being 6 hours. But it is interesting. It took me about 6 months to get all the 6 hours. Then there's a movie called, The Walking, The Slender Man. And it's just incredibly disappointing. I didn't expect much from it. I watched Prom 2, The Return of Mary Lou. Hilarious, I love those trashy little movies. Great. Saw an old Dario, what the fuck is his name? Dario Argento. Man, I think it was his first movie. It was really good. Really good. A lot of continuity problems, but it didn't matter. He's so good. You know, there's Bergman from Sweden. Yeah, just these fantastic directors and writers. I always think that, you know, what's his name? Orson Welles, incredibly overrated. Citizen Kane, yeah. I like it because it really, really bothered the Hearst family. And they're fucking assholes that are ruining any semblance of society. See these big investments. What runs the country is in the World Banks, you know, all these banks with all the fucking money. And no one cares about me. I'm just nothing. You know, I'm a flyover state. We have three electoral college votes. This is a red state, but it's turning blue because Donald Trump is fucking with farms. And once you fuck with farms in North Dakota, shit gets real. Things happen. People start busting out their shotguns and putting someone's head. Oh man, it's I'm glad I'm in my own world. It's just gonna get ugly. It's just gonna get bad. We'll never be good again. Yeah, we've gone too far right now. We got a clown for president. And Ben Carson as head of something. He used to make pizzas. Fucking Godfather chain. Shit pizza anyway. Sasquatch. I believe. Like this sponsor, I believe. Hasn't been a site in 15 years. That doesn't mean it's dead. There may be an infinite amount of caves and patterns of caves. And maybe the Loch Ness creature just opens and gets some fish. That's another thing. Well, you could never do that because it never would have enough fish to enough food protein to live. That's all bullshit. This is the lefty round third.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.